Hi, my name is Lewis Howes, and welcome to the Daily Motivation Show.
Calling all conscious achievers who are seeking more community and connection, I've got an invitation for you. Join me at this year's Summit of Greatness, this September 7th through 9th in my hometown of Columbus, Ohio, to unleash your true greatness. This is the one time a year that I gather the greatness community together in person for a powerful, transformative weekend. People come from all over the world, and you can expect to hear from inspiring speakers like Inky Johnson, Jaspreet Singh, Vanessa Van Edwards, Jen Sincero, and many more. You'll also be able to dance your heart out to live music, get your body moving with group workouts, and connect with others at our evening socials. So if you're ready to learn, heal, and grow alongside other incredible individuals in the greatness community, then you can learn more at lewishowes.com/summit2023. Make sure to grab your ticket, invite your friends, and I'll see you there.
When do you doubt yourself the most?
When I'm tired.
When I'm tired, I think it's probably the cortisol pulsing through my system. I doubt myself. When I'm in a season in my life where I'm meant to have not productive growth, but spiritual growth, I start to doubt myself. I actually believe we have a higher power. And a higher power isn't necessarily God or spirit or the universe as people call it. I believe we have our wounded self. Like we get knocked around in life, so we forget who we are. So we've got our wounded self, call it our egoic self, and we've got our heroic self. And to me, that's our higher power. And every single person on the planet today has a higher self. This is the part of us that actually knows the answers to our deepest questions. This is the part of us that knows we need to be good. It's the part of ourself that instinct is so much more powerful than intellect. So it's the part of us that is the instinct, the silent whispers of, here's what you should be doing. This higher power is the part of us that's unbreakable, even if physically we're broken. It was Albert Camus who said, in the midst of winter, I discovered within me an invincible summer. When we do the work to move through the layers and start to reclaim ourselves, does it happen in a day? No, but day by day by day, we get closer and closer and closer, we connect with this higher power. And I believe when we let go of control and we just say, okay, I'm going to be led by this instinct, or to be tactical, you know, follow your joy. But I found in my life that there are just seasons. It could be 2 years, it could be 5 months, where I am meant to be writing books and recording courses and doing social media posts and like getting up at 4:15 in the morning and working out with trainers. And I trust that lead.
Yes.
And then almost naturally, natively, and I think I've got better at this, there's a time where I'm supposed to sunbathe more. There's a time when I'm not supposed to work. I don't have any ideas. And I just trust that that's a season where I'm not supposed to be producing. And then there's times where I just feel frustrated. To answer your question, it's like there are just times where frustration comes up. I don't feel like I'm doing enough. I don't feel like I'm honoring my talents. And that to me is a symptom of, okay, this is a season where I'm going to go out of the world into the wilderness, and I'm meant to do some spiritual healing. And the last thing I'd say about that is, sometimes you can feel guilty because you're not producing. But what I say in the Everyday Hero Manifesto is, please let us start to discern and get to know when we're supposed to be spiritual, when we're supposed to be worldly productive. And if we're not worldly productive, but we're being spiritually productive, that's even more valuable.
And I don't think crops are guilty right after they've been harvested and there's nothing to produce, you know, for the next few months. You gotta take the time for the soil to recover, you got to plant the seeds again, and then you got to water it and you got to grow it until it's time to harvest again. And I'm a big sports guy, and my whole life has been based around sports growing up. There was a time that you want to peak as an athlete going into the playoffs. You want to peak, you don't want to be burned out going into the playoffs. But then after the playoffs, there's a natural season of rest, recovery, reflection, where then you see, okay, what do I want to do for the next season? And I remember I was big into baseball my whole life until my senior year. I was like, I don't think I want to play baseball this year. You know, I went and did track instead. And there was that rest, recovery, and reflection season after the season that allowed me to clear my mind and see, what do I want next with my life? What's my vision moving forward in this new chapter of my life? So I think that's important that you talked about that. I'm curious, then, you mentioned a time of spiritual reflection, having these space and time. What would you say was the biggest wound that your ego had to face?
I would say a number of years ago, maybe like 7 or 8 years ago, I was in a long-term relationship that I chose to walk away from. That was very difficult for many reasons. I spent a lot of time journaling and praying and meditating and being out in nature and reflecting on, first of all, my part in the situation, but what I could learn from it, and then using the current situation to heal ancient wounds. I mean, that is how you can be an alchemist of sorts and turn tragedy into triumph. Like, fear came up because of that situation. Sadness came up, but sadness could not come up if it had not been pre-existing. There's a wonderful idea: if it's hysterical, it's historical. We know the size of the pre-existing wound by the size of the current overreaction.
Yeah.
So if we have the awareness and then choose to use the difficulty to remake us and transfigure us, then you triumph over adversity. So that was something that was really big for me.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of The Daily Motivation, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to click the link in the description that will take you to the full episode of our main podcast on the School of Greatness. And if you are loving The Daily Motivation, please follow us over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want more exclusive content and ad-free listening experience, make sure to subscribe to our Greatness Plus channel on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want to get even more inspiration from our world-class guests and learn how to improve your life and take it to the next level, then make sure to sign up for the Greatness newsletter and get it delivered right to your inbox over at greatness.com/newsletter. Again, have an amazing day, and I'll see you tomorrow with another episode of the Daily Motivation Show.